Good afternoon. Today is Friday, November the 8th, 318th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon. Are you using interim or do you have?
Interim city manager for a couple more months, probably.
I see. Mom's still in charge?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then let's see. Interim city manager for the city of Eureka, Mike Knight. How you doing, bud?
Good. Good. Fine afternoon.
Really?
It's a beautiful afternoon.
Oh, I know.
Haven't you been outside?
No.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it is kind of dryish looking.
For November.
So I guess we're,
yeah.
Oh, I see. Now we're qualifying. Fine. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking. If you've been driving around the city of Eureka, you've noticed that most of the signal lights, that there's been some activity going on. So we'll talk a bit about what that's all about. Pre-winter. Yeah. Even though it might be a delightful November weather pattern that we have right now, there are some preparatory activities that are going on. We'll talk about how do you winterize a city? And I'm sure a couple of other things also when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. But before we do our quote this afternoon, let's see. We can find something that's kind of funny. It's been a long week for you.
It's been a long week, but a good day.
Okay, because I noticed that you're not wearing a tie, but it doesn't look like you started with a tie
today. It's Casual Friday.
Okay.
Casual Friday. It's
casual November. Yeah. Our quote this afternoon from Franz Kafka. In the fight between you and the world, back the world. Oh, my. So when you look at the sidewalks and the streets and the parks and the green spaces and the Mike, knowing where we are in the winter cycle of weather, do you start to get a little antsy about, okay, are we going to be ready? Are we going to have stuff done?
You know, to be real honest with you, I do not, because I know our public works staff, I've worked around them enough to know that they have on their calendars they have their calendars marked to get out and do all that preparatory work that they do, such as cleaning out the drainage inlets and keeping the leaves away from the drainage inlets and making sure our storm drains are open. So, you know, I do have full confidence in them. When we get the first early rains and significant leaf drop, they do have to scramble. And then we have some areas that no matter how much prep work they do, the low-lying areas.
Boonerhill Hill, for example?
Storms, yeah.
Yeah, gee, what a stunner.
Yeah. So down, yeah, Boonerhill Hill and Campton. But so they have those spots that they need to attend when it's really heavy rains, and they know where those hot spots are.
Now, no truth to the rumor you're planning on giving them cots so that they can stay there and
no, actually, be ready? That is a rumor. That is a rumor, but they're just a phone call away.
I got a question for you. I don't know. For those who are unfamiliar, Harrison is one of the border streets for Eureka. However, it's not like most normal jurisdictions, and I'll use the word normal underlined and italicized, because half of it is the city and half of it's the county. You know, some mental genius way back when decided that was the best thing, and I guess there hasn't been a push to change it. There's a business establishment that has a sign in the middle of the street on Harrison. Half of it's in the city, half of it's in the county. Now, I kind of have a tough time thinking we have permits from two jurisdictions to put a sign in the middle of the street. When you look at things like that, like the curb painting and things of that nature, how do you determine what is acceptable, what isn't, what's permissible, what isn't, and make those kinds of decisions?
Well, I don't think it's actually a business sign in the middle of the street. Are you talking about our crosswalk enhancements down by the bakery?
The sign that's in the middle.
Yes. That was actually a cooperative project that we worked, our engineering department worked with the county on, and that was based on a number of concerns for the, there's a large number of pedestrians that
near
cross
hits
right there. Yeah.
Let's get basic here, dude. Go on.
So at any rate, there was a lot of concerns, and we worked together carefully with the county and divided that project up where, you know, we did some of the work and paid for some of the materials, and then they assisted with us.
You paid for the glue, they paid for the rubber sticky thing on the bottom.
There you go. But both our engineering departments got together and decided the best way to make that as safe as possible. It's not an ideal situation. There is a lot of traffic and a lot of pedestrians crossing the street there. But I think that improvement did help.
So why not red curb around the corner so people aren't standing in between cars trying to walk out and cross the street? And maybe you see them and maybe you don't. And I don't think that that's the biggest concern. The concern I've got, and you know the size rig I drive, is the ones that walk out with attitude, they don't even look.
Mm-hmm.
And there is such little view opportunity to react. And then with the attitude, I've seen probably, what's it been, maybe 3 years?
Good 3 or 4 years.
Dozen and a half near hits through no fault of the vehicle operator. I mean, they're not going too fast or swerving or, you know, texting or any of that kind of stuff. It seems like it's that, and I'm sure there are other intersections also, are just time bombs. Do you have to wait until there's blood on the ground before a major change happens, like, I guess, probably red curbing 3 or 4 parking spots in front of a business?
No, absolutely not. You don't have to wait for someone to get hit. But we have paid a lot of attention to that particular location. And I believe, if my memory serves me right, there actually is red curb adjacent to the crosswalk. And when I've crossed there, my vision isn't impaired by parked cars that I remember. You have to watch out because there are a lot of cars. But, you know, they do slow down there now with those improvements. I see them slow, the cars slow as they approach.
They'll be driving the speed limit?
No, I mean, honestly, the frequent times I've crossed there, the cars actually slow down and pay attention to the peds now. So I do think that's a good improvement.
Yeah. All right. I will continue to defend this position. I'll drive slower tonight, and I'll see how many parking slots there are.
I will say you're going to have me drive by there on the way.
Yeah. Well, what's the distinction between a green and a yellow and a red? How do you determine? Is it the storekeep that has influence? Is it the use pattern of the neighborhood? How do you choose what color?
Well, I go to my engineering department in the traffic division, and you know, they really, and a lot of these kinds of things, at least red curbs that take away parking, go to our parking place commission. But our staff has the authority to, upon request, look at each request individually and determine if a yellow or a green curb is acceptable.
KINS, News and Information Time. Boy, are we going to have an interesting conversation during the break. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Mike Knight.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater is now celebrating its 30th season with 6 treats for Humboldt audiences. First is the George S. Kaufman Moss Hart Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, You Can't Take It With You. Then the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, based on the Peanuts comic strip. After the holidays, there'll be a double feature straight from ancient Greece, the murderous tragedy Oedipus the King and the comedy Women in Congress. Next is the side-splitting Complete Works of William Shakespeare, a parody in which all 17 of the Bard's plays are played in 97 minutes. Late Spring features the North Coast premiere of the popular Les Miserables. The season ends with The Poor of New York, a melodrama from 1857 of the problems of a middle-class family not all that different from today's. For dates, times, and details, call 442-6278. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic organization dedicated to the people and events that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. Mike, some of the different challenges that are out there, I suppose, are self-induced, but a lot of them are people not understanding really what some of the challenges are that you're trying to do as the city to keep Eureka as buttoned down as it can be in some of the challenging situations that you're in. What's going on around the streetlights? Is that so it's more sensitive to the cars? Is that the thing so the fire guys and the cops can go roaring through and be able to change the signals? What's that going on? I keep seeing Dan Moody and thinking, at 95, he would be retired by now.
Yeah, actually, Dan is out there a lot. Our engineering department did get a grant to install emergency vehicle preemption abilities at all of our traffic signals. Now, they are specific to the fire department only, so that when they're approaching an intersection, they can get a green light in time for everyone to clear the intersection, in theory, in time for everyone to clear the intersection so they can roll through. But as of right now, we only have it for the fire department and not the police department.
Is it a different signal or a different wavelength or different?
You know, they have a sensor on the trucks that activates the signal.
Oh, so the guys aren't having to do it as they come up.
No, it's automatic.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
City managers get those too?
No, I tried to get one, but they wouldn't give it to me.
Well, then obviously retired city managers don't even have a chance.
No.
Regardless of their status.
No, not even if it's David Tyson.
Yeah. Now, is there a rumor he's still being seen around City Hall periodically?
Yes, there is, and I'll corroborate that. David has come back to help me a little bit on some special projects to keep the council's visioning priorities moving forward while I'm doing the interim city manager job.
But not one of those duties involves coming out here.
You know, that would actually be a good idea. You just gave
should've
me a good idea.
We should have talked earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. That's what I like about you. You're always thinking.
Yeah. Oh, sure. how many streetlights are there in town? There's got to be a bucket load of them.
There is a bucket load of traffic signals, and I couldn't rattle off how many there are now.
So it's going to take a little bit of time to get through this project.
Yes.
So as the truck approaches, I don't know if Ken probably would have a better sense as a fire chief, but is it a half block notification that things start turning? Do you have any idea?
I think
that's
a fine guess. I think it's right around a half block.
Okay.
Give them time to clear. So get the signal in range.
So as this program starts to come into place, is that going to put a higher emphasis on running reds and running yellows by the police department so that the fire guys aren't having as many near misses as what they might otherwise?
I would like to think not. I know there's a lot of jurisdictions that have installed these and they've worked very successfully without, having those kinds of...
Well, I know yellow's a acceleration color.
Yes.
And red's just a suggestion. So I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Certainly getting the attitude
We're pretty excited about this project. We're excited because engineering did get us a grant so that we can afford to do it. And I think the fire department's excited because, when it's crowded out there, they have a hard time responding as quick as they'd like to.
In larger communities, will the ambulance folks also have that same advantage?
We haven't had that conversation, but certainly the technology is there. And that'd be a partnership if we were even to think about it.
So Fred and Andy would have to step up a little bit.
Yeah.
How much does this thing cost?
You know, I don't remember what the contract was awarded for.
You remember the grant?
No.
Oh, okay. You remember what you had for breakfast?
Hey, well, yes, I had a smoothie. I didn't process the grant and I didn't take it to council
so it was with
that's too much information.
The previous guy.
That's too much information.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
No, but I've seen the hard work that they put into it to get it to where we are today.
Is there another project similar to that that if you had the opportunity would really make sense and make getting around town a lot faster or easier?
I know Caltrans is working on some traffic signal coordination along Broadway, and they've come and talked to the council about that to try and move traffic through Broadway a little bit faster. But
would that be at 50 or 55?
No. A little same speed, but not having to stop so frequently.
Oh. So that would probably involve pedestrian restrictions then, too, of some nature.
Well, that's the one thing that I know our city council is wants to make sure that we accommodate the pedestrians with that project. With anything we do on Broadway, and even before, our council wants to make sure that ped crossing is taken care of.
Any other embarrassing question I can ask about highway traffic right now?
I think you're good to go.
Okay, good deal. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Mike Knight.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be a benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:36. Now, we've already managed to send Tyson off to China, Japan, and Liechtenstein during the break?
Just China and Japan.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to agree. He would look kind of funny in Lederhosen. Just, you know, that yodeling thing just was never, you know, that swimming. Anyway. we're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight, who's the current interim city manager for Eureka. Mike, you got a new cop on board now, or top cop, I guess, is probably the easiest way, because I understand there's a bunch of others that are they're looking hard to fill in some slots.
Yes.
When you've spent time with Andy Mills, the new police chief, what perceptions do you have of him? What kind of sense do you have? What's got you excited about him? Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's a good fit?
Mm-hmm. Well, Chief Andrew Mills, I think, is going to be...
He doesn't let you call him Andy yet?
He actually does let me call him Andy.
Okay.
I didn't know
if
he'd let me call him Andy on the air, though.
Chief Andrew, whoa.
Yeah. Anyway, the chief, I think, is going to be an excellent fit for this community. And one of the things that stands out for me that I really like is he plans to come to town and listen to his staff and listen to the community. He's organizing walking tours as we speak in the different wards and in Henderson Center and downtown so that he can actually be on the ground. And
shoot, I can give him a dog if he wants to take it on a walk.
We'd be happy to engage in discussions with the community members, residents, and business owners. And so I like the fact that he's going to come and listen and get a feel for what's going on in this community and then start implementing well-thought-out changes if necessary. And so I'm impressed with his demeanor.
What does the staff at City Hall think? I mean, or is there that much interaction between the police department and City Hall?
There's actually a fair amount. In fact, the chief did a little tour of City Hall yesterday and got to meet the staff on all the different floors and engineering and public works and building. And so I think they appreciated him taking the time to come and meet and greet. And unfortunately, the chief does have to come around quite a bit for department head meetings and you know, if they want their checks and those kinds of things.
Well, you could probably reduce that a little bit.
Yeah.
A couple less meetings a month.
Mm-hmm.
Couple less paychecks a month.
Yeah. Anyway, he does come around a lot for a lot of business at City Hall.
What are you hearing from the community about him, or is it still too early?
I haven't heard that much. I've talked with Charlotte McDonald at Main Street, and her interactions with him have been very good. And the few people that I've actually talked to that have interacted with him have the same feel that I do, that he's going to be a good fit for this community. I think the Bill Panos and the city council made a great decision.
When you were projecting out 3 or 4 months, at what point do you get a sense that things are starting to flow with the police department? How do you, what's going to be your measuring stick?
That's a good question. I think a good measuring stick is just everything being calm at EPD and the staff working together. You know, he had quite a swearing-in ceremony Wednesday at the Adorney Center. Changing of the guard, Chief Harprim or Merle Harprim was there. And, you know, Andy had a good talk with his staff, and it was all about hearing what they have to say and working together. So I think you're going to see a good team approach from Chief Mills.
Is that a – geez, I thought you were almost going to say Millsap.
Now you're going back. Oh,
boy. Now, I wonder if, yeah, you can find one of Arnie's old ones and just put in parentheses AP. When you have a department head come in, how much interaction do you want them to have? How much interaction should they have with those in departments outside? Let's say new public works guy.
Yeah.
Does he go down and talk to the cops and the fire and parks and rec and, you know, the zoo folks? I mean, is that something that you would like to see fostered?
Absolutely, because all the department heads need to work together, and all of the department heads need to understand the operations of the city. For example, the police chief is going to be involved with our public works staff on some cleanups behind the mall and the swap crews. They're heavily involved, not so much at the chief's level, but at the lieutenant's level. They're heavily involved in working with our traffic engineering department, and some of the patrol officers come to the traffic safety commission meeting. So there's actually a lot of interaction, even though their headquarters is remote from City Hall. There's a lot of interaction between departments, and we rely on each other to carry out the business of the city and serve the community.
KINS News and Information Times 3:42. We'll be back with more from Mike Knight.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 3:45. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Knight. Mike, what's been the biggest surprise since you've been in the big boy chair?
The big boy chair. Well, the biggest surprise was, of course, our prior city manager deciding to go to greener pastures, and so I think that's taken a little bit of the wind out of the sail and a little bit of transition, and council is just getting ready to move forward now and take a look nationwide at another person.
Just being more deliberative?
Yes.
Once burned, shame on you.
Yeah, no, I don't think they look at it that way. I think they know that there's a lot of good candidates out there, and they just want to try and attract the best one that they can.
You comfortable with number two?
I am comfortable with number two, and I'm going to go ahead and participate in the process because I'm actually enjoying doing the job that I'm doing. But certainly it's going to be their decision.
So, as you look out on the landscape for Eureka, I guess you guys are probably starting to talk about your budget and mid-year adjustments and all that kind of fun stuff. That's in quote, and that's as sarcastic as I possibly can be when I say fun stuff. What are you seeing for the next year? I mean, if you had a chance to really have something happen, is there anything that stands out head and shoulders over the others that you would like to either get the ball rolling in that direction or you know, something to kind of help out the next guy or gal?
Well, the council has recently completed their visioning, actually all the way through 2028, and they have short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. And so, of course, their staff is focused on the short-term goals that we're supposed to be accomplishing right now, and that includes completion of the waterfront trail, which we've talked about in the past. Now, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, Brian.
Yeah, but, I do recall a certain somebody trying to persuade me of that position. Yes.
And then, of course, you know, their focus is on economic development and trying to assist our existing businesses expand and prosper and trying to attract, I'm going to say, niche manufacturing and niche businesses to the area, but of course trying to attract business to the area. And then they've also tasked us with trying to make sure our permit process is as painless as possible and as smooth as possible. So they definitely have a vision to try and keep things moving forward, and staff is working hard on that.
Economic development is a tricky thing, particularly when we have the cultural challenges that we're experiencing now. Boy, am I trying to be PC just not to get too fired up, aren't I? Okay. If you had a business looking to locate here, how would you what would you tell them to anticipate in Eureka?
Well, it would depend on what type of business and where they want to locate. A lot of our property that's undeveloped, ours meaning the city of Eureka's property that's undeveloped, is in the coastal zone. And so that triggers an extra permit process, a coastal development permit, which can take some time. So I think we would like to try and help facilitate as much as possible that business in getting through the process. Of course, prior to redevelopment going away, we had a lot more to offer, but there still are some programs, even though they may be state programs, to assist small businesses.
Now that's for construction. What about just a relocation to fill in one of the various storefronts that are blank right now? Would that change anything?
No, not if it's the same occupancy. I mean, we would encourage businesses to locate in Eureka and upgrade the in fact, just went to a grand opening at the, I think it's the Black Lighting Motorcycle Cafe on Saturday.
Yeah, the old three
and,
of us.
Yes, and you know, I was so impressed by the energy of the owners and the work that they did in refurnishing that space. Very impressive.
Thanks for coming by.
Okay.
Have a really calm weekend, will you?
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
We've been Talking Shop with Mike Knight. Join us Monday afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.